There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Trending today.
Okay.
Let's start with a spot of tennis, shall we? It's not something you see often on a tennis court, but Roger Federer donned a kilt as he beat a tartan hat-wearing Andy Murray during a charity event in Glasgow.
Oh, Tam O'Shanter, was it?
That's what Andy Murray had on, because brilliant. Roger Federer handed him one of those to wear. The exhibition match was part of Andy Murray Live. It was an evening of tennis that raises money for UNICEF and Young People's Future charity. And apart from the attraction of seeing Federer smash it, even in a kilt, the match was also the first time that Murray has played in public since suffering an injury at Wimbledon earlier this year. So good news for fans of him. But let's get back to that kilt. It was suggested in an interview with Annabelle Croft in the break between sets that Federer should perhaps try a kilt. And he said, yeah, I'm game if somebody's got one. Well, a female fan, Julia Blige, removed her kilt, put a coat around her. She did have something on under, I think. And Federer put the kilt on and played a whole game in the kilt. Did very well, managed to win that game, so it didn't ruin his tennis at all. But here's what he said about the famous Scottish attire.
Now, did you enjoy playing tennis in a kilt?
Yes, I actually did. And it was matching to my outfit, I couldn't believe it. And what impressed me is like how quickly the kilt was organised. I think a lady just took it off and gave it to me. But yes, I played very well with it, and when I took it off I felt naked because it felt nice and snug and heavy. So I have to organise one.
Nice and snug and heavy. There you go. Somebody make that man a white kilt so he can wear it to Wimbledon, I guess.
I've never worn a kilt.
Haven't you?
No, I have a family tartan as well, yeah. Elliot tartan, but I've never worn one because I've always felt I'm English, really, so I can't really
do
it.
I've got to be honest, I like a man in a kilt.
Do you really?
Yeah, they look good.
What do you like in particular about the kilt?
I don't know, they just look good, don't they? But they have to be on a big, burly Scotsman.
This is true, yeah, with big beard, generally speaking.
But I thought Federer was great, in very good humour. Him and Andy Murray, obviously good friends. And, you know, considering he's got the end of season big tournament coming up, Federer, that is, Murray not because he's injured. You know, he was playing along and it was all for charity. He'd earlier tweeted a picture of a biscuit tin and an open can of the famous Scottish fizzy drink Iron Brew that he said it was shortbread made by Andy's granny. He said this was a great welcome to Scotland, and Murray tweeted back, yeah, that's a good start, but try a deep fried Mars bar. 11,000 fans watched them play. It turned out as well, by the way, that Andy Murray had more than a kilt gag to make him smile. It was announced earlier today that his wife Kim has given birth to their second daughter.
Okay.
But actually the baby was born a couple of days ago, so when he played in this match he already knew that he was a new father. I'll just let you know the headline that one of the British papers has gone with today on the baby story. New balls, please, spelt B-A-W-L-S.
Oh, that's clever.
Quite clever.
Yeah.
Quite clever. Right. So yeah, check that out. That's Roger Federer in a kilt. Looking good. Do you remember this absolutely awful assault on the eardrums, Tim?
How did that girl even get in here? Do you see her? She's so short and that dress is so tacky. Who wears cheetah? It's not even summer. Why does the DJ keep on playing Summertime Sadness? After you get out of the bathroom, can we go smoke a cigarette? I really need one. But first, let me take a selfie.
I do remember it. I remember it well. Is that not the Chainsmokers?
Let's get rid of that.
They've gone on to great
get
success.
Get rid of it. Yeah, I don't know, but it's an awful... it hurts my ears. But it was kind of funny, I guess. But anyway, gratuitous.
But ironic, though. It wasn't ironic.
Of course it was. It's actually quite clever. But gratuitous use of that song, really. Just an intro to my next story. Lots of chat, of course, recently about the iPhone X. Not everyone a fan. Lots of people questioning its price. Others loving it, of course, as they do with all Apple products. And it turns out some people who think it's just too good, Tim, and that's because the iPhone X apparently has such an incredible camera that people are feeling too self-conscious about using it to take photos of themselves. The quality is so good that when you take a selfie, it shows up all of your imperfections, these people are saying. So the $999 iPhone X has got a new true depth front-facing camera with a portrait mode that kind of focuses on the subject's face, has this special lighting feature, and that's supposed to give almost like a photo studio effect. You might have seen the adverts that, you know, the photos come out with this amazing effect. But a lot of people on Twitter saying it's just a terribly unforgiving camera. Ivan Escobar tweeting, I'm going to need all of my friends to switch to Android. I'm way too ugly for this new iPhone X camera. Someone else saying, the iPhone X front camera is too good for my mug. Someone else saying, this is way too unforgiving for my pores. So it's showing up pores, wrinkles. It's quite funny, I thought, because here it is. It's so good. It's too good for selfies.
Well, this is the thing with...
So use it to take some other photos of other interesting things.
Well, yeah, take pictures of landscapes or do something else with it. Take pictures of a bridge. But also, it's HDTV, isn't it? You now watch TV, HDTV, and you look at newscasters and you think, oh, you've got old...
Well, I remember, actually, when that technology came in and a lot of presenters worrying about the amount of makeup they would now need to...
Well, it has changed makeup
it
in
really
the
has.
TV industry, isn't it?
It really has, yeah. So that's that one. So for the super vain, maybe don't get the iPhone X. One more. Following on from our cutesy festive ad story yesterday starring Paddington Bear, if you remember, in the Marks and Spencer's ad, I've got another advert for you today.
Okay.
Not festive, but still cutesy. And it's part of a series by IKEA. This one is titled What It Takes to Become a Real Soft Toy at IKEA. And it follows a green cuddly toy. I think it's meant to be a crocodile. I can't tell, but I think it is. As he goes off to be tested to see if he's good enough to become an IKEA soft toy.
It was hot. Darn hot. It was the last day before the rigorous safety test. I needed something to cool my nerves. They were going to test everything. My feeling, fabric, ice. They even had a metal detector. If I pass the test, I become a real IKEA toy. If I fail, well, let's not even go there.
So Morgan Freeman wasn't available then?
No, clearly not. He sounds a bit scary, the voice of this toy, doesn't he?
It's slightly odd.
It is slightly odd. Off he goes. To be tested in this factory, which is, and the whole thing is set in Ho Chi Minh, Vietnam. So whether they're about to open a store there, I don't know. He meets all the other toys that have made it. He sees some toys who haven't. That's quite sad, that bit.
Right.
And we'll pick up the story again as he faces the dreaded pull test. Okay, and this is where the toys get put in a vise. And this is what you see in the video, and it tries to pull them apart.
Oh.
It's the pull test! It's the pull test! We are all done! It's
pull test.
It's the pull test!
Like always, I played it cool.
You can't help but chuckle.
You can't.
But this is the thing, isn't it, with adverts now? They're not really like they used to be sometimes. They're like little mini films. It's like a little mini film about this green toy. I don't want to ruin the end. But he does get accepted to be an IKEA toy.
That's good. And did you work out in the end what kind of creature he was?
No, I've no
crocodile,
idea.
Crocodile, alligator?
No idea. I think it looks like a crocodile
monitor
to me.
Monitor lizard?
Could be.
Yeah, it might be. Because there are many cuddly toys that are modelled on the monitor
toy
lizard.
Of undefined status. But it follows an online video campaign last month to promote IKEA opening in Hong Kong. That featured Gossig Golden, which is a fluffy soft toy dog. Who got lost in Hong Kong and tried to find his way home. So they're obviously going for this sort of their soft toys as characters. It's quite cute, though.
It is. It's sweet. It's trendy.
They are quite nice. Can I very quickly say, sorry, because I know it's time. I'm getting signals from Michelle. But someone's just said it's an iPhone 10. Should I have said iPhone 10, not iPhone X? Because Nick Rager will be laughing at me. But you know what I'm like about these things. I don't care. I don't care what it's called.
Well, to be fair to you, technology is maybe not your...
I'm not bad.
No, it's not your love, is it, though?
Nah, it's a phone, isn't it?
It works, isn't it? It's a phone, isn't it? It works, yeah. You can call people and text them.
Sorry, iPhone 10.
Drive Live. Have your say.
Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai iMessenger app.
Thanks, Dean, for the text. iPhone 10 or iPhone X, doesn't matter. iPhone 10. 10 years after the original iPhone, who cares?
Well, look, he's saying that X is Roman numeral for 10, which I did know, Dean.
Yeah.
It's more about whether you're supposed to say X or 10. I mean, I really don't care. But you think Apple want me to say 10. Is that correct?
I believe that you're supposed to say iPhone 10. But, you know, really, you're right. I mean, who cares? Let's do
X
a music
X is cooler, script. Though, isn't it?
X is cool. Yeah, yeah, you're right. It's almost like some mysterious. Michelle's
if I ever get one, I'm going to call it iPhone X.
Yeah, just to spite people.
Yeah.
That's the way you roll, Claire Sharrock. First ever UK pop chart published today by the NME, the New Musical Express. First number one. Do you know what it was?
No.
It's 1952. What they did is they said to 53 record shops, tell us about your sales. That's where the first chart came from. The number one was this. What's that like? In my heart. That's how we roll in the 50s.
Engelbert Humperdinck or something.
It's not quite.
Humperdinck, whatever his name.
Oh, much better. Al Martino, Here in My Heart. Number one for 9 weeks. 9 weeks. All right, then 1971, Led Zeppelin 4 is out. So it was the fourth album, 1971, four symbols, doesn't have any printing on it, it's just a picture, a rustic picture. But that, I think, might be the best ever start to a rock and roll song, I'm not sure. To me, it probably is. 1986 now, 4 weeks of number one in the United States from Top Gun. Academy Award for the best song and a Golden Globe for best original song that got in 1986.
Really?
Yeah, it did.
But it is a corker, isn't it? I mean, when it comes on in the movie, I don't think I'd listen to it.
It's that
at
kind
home.
Of washy synth.
Unless I've just broken up with someone.
Well, you never know, do you? We got stars. Oh, dear. 1998, Robbie Williams. His second UK number one with this from I've Been Expecting You. It is Millennium. Sold 2.5 million albums. We're going to go today, though, with this because it's the first Beatles A-side by George Harrison. Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something Road, that it's something. It was the first George Harrison A-side that the Beatles had, and it was number one. So, did really well in the US. Of course, it's been covered by over 150 artists, the second most covered Beatles song after Yesterday.
Wow, I did not know that.
I know, it's a big,
it's
big
a lovely
song.
Tune, lovely tune.
It is delightful. Thanks for texting us your parking SMS. It always amuses us when that happens, I have to say.
But, oh, I love that. I love that. But this person says, oops, sorry, but his mum gets the same thing all the time, his parking SMSs.
We always write back and say, look, you've texted us, not the RTA. So hopefully we're trying to perform some kind of public service. That's driving. Live for today. Sports Tonight is next. Claire, back tomorrow.
Oh, go on then.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.